Welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds. Hard to believe the offseason is coming to a close. What an offseason it's been, and you guys have been along for the ride. Thank you guys so much. It's a Jason Robertson celebration show on Spits and Suds. Sean Shapiro, our NHL and Spits and Suds and Stars Insider, will join us in just a moment. I always say this, but perfect time of year to subscribe to his Shap Shots. That's his Substack. It's all really important to support Sean and his efforts. I thought Sean asked some terrific questions on the Jason Robertson call, and we'll get into that in just a moment. Sean also has an episode with Algorithmically Incorrect with NHL.com and StarsThoughts.com, our buddy Robert Tiffin. So that is available, as well as Sean writes for D Magazine and Elite Prospects. And you can find out where all of Sean's stuff is at Sean Shapiro. Let me talk about the on-time experts, because they're excited for our August 11th event. They're throwing out ideas. It's like, wow, this is so cool. I asked them to be a part of the event because they are the official partner of the Dallas Stars and Spits and Suds. So of course I wanted to include them. They get so excited. They're like, what about this? What can we do this? What about this? This sounds amazing. And I'm like, wow, you guys are so excited. And honestly, they kind of bring that same enthusiasm when they walk through your front door, because they're excited to solve your problem at the least amount out of your pocket. And I truly mean that, because I had a deep drain clog the other day, got some opinions. Oh no, Gavin, it might be a tree root under your house. It might be this, it might be that. So all of a sudden I'm thinking thousands of dollars. So I call my buddies at the on-time experts, and no, I did not call the people I know, because I wanted to go through the same steps that you did. So I went online at theontimeexperts.com. Within minutes, I had an appointment and I explained my situation, and they called me to confirm the appointment. They showed up on time. Not one of those times where it's like somewhere between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. And I'm telling you, I felt like a VIP. And they had no idea who I was. I even said, do you want to go underneath the house to check? And they said, no, let's work on the top part first. And they found a deep clog in my drain. It was affecting my sink. It was affecting the shower. And it was affecting my washing machine. And I didn't know a lot of that because I hadn't used the bathroom in a long time. So it was really, really cool. And in and out the door. And I took advantage of that drain cleaning special for $99. They also have a $59 HVAC special. Listen, the on-time experts, they're supporting Spits and Suds. Please support them. The on-time experts at theontimeexperts.com. So great to have Sean Shapiro coming off of Jason Robertson 1 year signing. How are you, my friend?
Well, I am. I'm enjoying that the Stars and Jason Robertson made the decision to get this done when they did, because tomorrow is a really nice, the weather's looking beautiful. It's not all about us, and I'm always clear that it's not all about us, but I'm not complaining about the fact that we get we don't have to work tomorrow.
Yeah. Even our buddy Steven Meserve had a great tweet where he says, goes to prove no one wants to work on a Saturday.
Yes, exactly.
It was well done. Okay. I thought this was a great job by both sides, because Jason Robertson's camp back in Dallas, where he wanted to be, gets that protection if he re-signs with Dallas, gets a big pay raise. From the Stars' perspective, they don't have to go in front of Jason Robertson in their camp. Honestly, Sean, I thought the arbitration would end. My number was 13 to 13.5 million. I think this saved a body on the Stars roster.
Well, or we can just go off on the world's greatest arbiter face is our producer, Gregory Finley, who had ruled it at 12.
So, he did. I know. It was impressive.
So maybe Jason's camp or the Stars, maybe they listened to Greg's ruling, and and maybe he's the one to thank. Maybe we should all be thanking Greg for his diplomatic ruling on this that Jason and the Stars looked at it and said, well, the guys at Spits and Suds already did this for us.
Yes, stick tap to our producer, man. He makes us look good. Yeah, so I thought it was really, really interesting. And then they did a video conference with Jason Robertson. And I wanted to jump into this. And
yeah,
I think we are so fortunate that we have great reporters like yourself, Mike Hajka, Leah Simakopoulos, Robert Tiffin, Greg Wyshynski was on the call nationally. Like, there are a lot of people. So what happens, which didn't happen in the past, is when Jason Robertson says something, the quote will be tweeted out, just that standalone quote. And I think what happens is people read the quote and they automatically interpret kind of how it was said. So I think that's kind of interesting, because I wanted to get into Jason Robertson's personality. And there's two sides that I struggle with, Sean, to be honest, because I want Jason Robertson to be him. I think it's great. I think Jason Robertson might be a little bit of a different cat. I don't think Jason Robertson outwardly likes to talk about this stuff. I know you've had a relationship with him over the years. I do wish someone whispered in his ear, make sure you kind of put like that, you know, you're excited to be, because I think that was a lot of Stars fans are like, it doesn't seem like he's excited to be here. And that might come across wrong in the quotes or the video press conference, but that was the impression that a lot of people had, you know, especially with the quote where it says, well, we all knew Dallas, you know, they had my rights, that kind of thing.
It's, to me, this comes to two parts of it. And it's kind of on first, let me get into point one first.
Yes.
For all of the, we want honesty from our athletes, we want them not to be robots, we want this, that, and the other, there is the irony that when someone speaks honestly and openly, we all of a sudden be like, oh, but not like that. So like, true. That happens. This is not just a Jason Robertson thing. It's just, this is such a common hockey thing where we all say, oh, they're such robots and we don't want them to, like, why don't they show their personality more or speak their mind more? And then when they do, there's a bit of that public backlash. And so you kind of, it almost becomes a little bit of that, builds into that self-fulfilling prophecy, right? Like, so I think there's, that's one element I want to address there. The other one, when it comes to Jason Robertson, and I think this is the reality, and I've compared Jason to this player before, and I'm going to go back to it. Jason Robertson is this generation's version of Brett Hull. And I want to be very clear on that. He is the type of player where he is really good at the most important thing in the game. We register, how do we pick who wins and loses? Goals. He's very good at that. He is someone who is a little bit different than the rest of his teammates, and that's okay. And so while Brett Hull was a little bit more of, had a little bit of a larger than life persona off the ice away, it was, and Jason Robertson is kind of in that similar, Brett Hull was very much a, I want to score a lot of goals and I want to be on a good team doing it, but it's more about scoring a lot of goals on a good team more so than what that team actually is. And I've always believed that about Jason. And that's always been my read on Jason, where he is interested in scoring a lot of the goals in the NHL, and he is interested in doing it where he's well paid for it. And he will be happy in Dallas. I have no belief that he'll be unhappy in Dallas or unhappy with where anything goes. But while it wasn't Seattle, because Seattle simply isn't good, I don't think Jason Robertson is necessarily tied to the Stars. It's not like he went and got a Dallas Stars tattoo on day one or anything like that. Yeah. So I want to be kind of clear on that. Like, my point here is, we want our athletes to be, we want our athletes as fans to be so rah-rah about the laundry and the uniform. And it is a job for them. And I think Jason was just a bit honest about that. And if this, and like, I go back to, this is a, it's funny because I'm going to talk about not necessarily, it's anyone's life. So I'm a big believer, Gavin, that, and I unfortunately, I can't remember who said this to me, but one of the things I've thought about, because this is something that, spoiler alert for anyone listening at home, if you want to work in the sports, entertainment, communications industry, there can be money made in the long run, but if you want to work in this business, you got to love this business, right, Gavin? We all know that this business is not creating, especially early on in people's careers, is not paying very well. So there was something I learned, and I can't remember, unfortunately, who told it to me, but it always stuck with me, where for a job, you need to have, for you to be able to keep doing a job, there's three check marks, and you have to have two of them. If you have, you have all three checked off, you have a dream job. If you have two of the three checked off, it's a really good job. If you have one of the three, you should probably look for a new job. And those three things are, do you like the work? Do you like the people you work with? And do you like the pay? And so if you have, like, and I think that that applies to anything in life, any job at home, anyone who's listening at home, if you're a teacher, for example, and you might not like the pay, but you enjoy the people, you enjoy the job and the people you work with, you have a good job. Now that's or on the flip side, if you have a job that you might not like the work that much, but you really like the pay and you really like the people you work with, probably have a good job still.
Yeah.
It applies to hockey players. It applies to pro athletes. Jason Robertson likes the people. He likes the job, scoring goals, but right now he doesn't necessarily like the play. He doesn't like the pay, and the pay this season is going to be fair. But for him, getting that third check mark is going to be very important in the long run. And the reality is, it was not going to happen this season. It wasn't going to happen this season in Dallas. He likes Dallas enough as a potential winner to stay there. But unless the Stars can come up with that money and come up with a way that fits, he's not married to staying in Dallas forever. And I think that's okay to acknowledge. I mean, the Stars won a Stanley Cup. The only banner for a Stanley Cup in Dallas is based off of a is heavily based off of some hired guns. Just
sure,
like that's just the reality of it. Like
yeah,
like that team has built so much out of free agency, and the guys that even the biggest poster child for the Stars of all time, Mike Modano, obviously. Now that was awkward stuff we've talked about at the end with Joe Nieuwendyk's when he was the GM and everything, but like Mike Modano left. So you as fans, and I say this not just for Stars, for anyone, you just have to realize you will always be more passionate for this team than the players actually are. And I think that's a baseline thing you really want. And I don't mind, and I think there's a very different tone to that press conference for Jason Robertson if it's an 8-year deal yesterday. If it's an 8-year deal signed yesterday, he's got different speaking note. He's got different talking points from his agent. Right now, you have to keep there is the reality of you have to, there's another part coming, and he has to have the best public position on that too. So it's, I get where people come from and I understand it and everything like that. I just also want people to remember that while Jason is, I think he's going to be a really good player this year. I think he's going to be happy to be here this season. I think it's going to work. And I actually have a gut feeling something long-term is going to get done during the season. That's my gut feeling on this. There's still work to be done, and I think that's what was embodied by all that. I rambled a little bit there, Gavin. And the great thing is in about 2.5 weeks we're gonna be there in person, and you can get like a spray gun, like to spray a cat that won't stop. Like when I'm going too much, you can just like, and I give you full permission to do that. So
that's hilarious. I haven't even plugged the event yet. That's gonna come in a few minutes. Okay, simple questions that I think Stars fans wanna know. January 1st is the date that's being thrown out. January 1st or later. Both sides can talk prior, though, correct?
Correct. No deal can be, like, if you want, if Andy Scott and Jim Nill sat down today and said, hey, let's work out the deal, and they got it done, they couldn't sign the deal right now, but they could just have basically, they could work up all the paperwork, have it all done, have the lawyers look it over, and then just officially can't officially be signed until January, can't officially be signed until January 1. So yes, they can talk and they can do all of that. And there's nothing right against the rules on that.
If it's leaked out, would the NHLPA or the NHL not look fondly upon it? In other words, it leaks out that the two sides have come to a deal, but, you know, ink will formally go into effect on January 1st per the rules.
I don't think so. And okay. I'll give you my reason why on this, because the reality is it's not tampering. You're allowed to talk to your players, own players, about long-term plans. And I think that's, it's not like he's talking to another team or anything like that. Like now from a PA perspective, maybe you go and say, well, hey, Jason, you cut some money out from somebody else by doing a 1-year deal instead of getting all you could get. But the reality is, and I encourage people to go and, anyone who's ever has a contract negotiation in anything, again, I'm taking this out of hockey, you look for certain flexibility in various ways yourself. And so when it comes to Jason Robertson on this and everything like that, if the PA was to say to him, well, hey, why did you sign a one? Why would you set this up that way and everything like that? He took some risk. He did all that. I don't think there's anything wrong with, even if they work something out today and if it leaked out or whatever, well, that's kind of, I mean, the only person that it hurts to get something done right now, like if you're Jason Robertson's camp, you kind of want to wait until you're scorching through the league, leading the league in points or something like that. Like if you're Jason Robertson's camp, you want as much proof of life on the line that, hey, I'm worth $15 million per year. So,
yeah. A couple things to point out, and it's perception, but that's not necessarily reality. The first is, I think a lot of people see Jason Robertson with the tablet on the bench. Mm-hmm. And after every time he goes over the boards, he grabs the tablet and looks at that. I think we have to realize that every time Dak Prescott comes to the sidelines, he looks at the tablet or a tablet's presented to him. Correct. I mean, this is sports nowadays. Don't take that as a negative, like they're not into the game. In fact, take it as they're so into the game, they're trying to improve themselves within the game. In other words, Jason Robertson, because of where he is on the ice, cannot necessarily see the positioning of the other players and or where he should have been or the open ice in the space. He can see that on the tablet and he can go through his shift and he can improve for the next shift. I wish there was an easier way to do it, but trust me, the guys know what's going on in the game, and I actually think it enhances their next shift, or because otherwise they have to do it during in between periods. It's rushed. This is the immediacy where it's like, I think I can fix this next shift.
Yeah, and I think there's also you have to understand how players take in information and how they work. Like Jason Robertson was the Stars' best forward this past season. Are we really going to, I mean, like it's, do you not, if you don't like the optics of what he's doing, I mean, he probably wouldn't have been happy with, I mean, did you go and tell Sergei Zubov to stop smoking?
Right.
Just, I mean,
yeah,
like,
that's a good one. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm being silly, but right. Like it's the whole, like,
yeah. Yeah.
Like
no Ludwig leaving for Mexico to see Metallica.
Exactly. Yeah. Like no one, like, and so when someone is doing something that is legitimately, I don't know if the word is healthy or whatever, but it's not like he's pounding a beer behind the bench. Right. So it's the,
yeah. Yeah. I think the other thing too, is that people have seen him this off season, like golfing and stuff, but there were also,
what do you expect him to do? Okay. Real quick. I want to defend that real quick. What do you expect him to do? Do you like, this is a, This is a deal where he has an agent, and I know he was a little more hands-on than some other people. He admitted a little bit of that in the press conference the other day in kind of a roundabout way, but what do you expect him to do? Do you expect him to sit in a dark room and just wait for, like, Jim Nill was living his life too. Jim Nill is also just happens to be in his mid 60s and doesn't care about Instagram.
Right.
So like, I mean, how would you, the equivalent of saying, hey, Jason Robertson is a 27, 28 year old, however old he is right now, 27, 28 year old. I don't want you living your life. The World Cup's in here, living your life. The equivalent is going to Jim Nill and the Stars and be like, Jim, I need you to spend less time with the grandkids right now. Come on. Jason Robertson's not done. Please, Jim, what are we doing? Like, that's the equivalent here. Like, I am – same thing. You and I had this conversation a couple weeks back or whenever we did about the whole, like, the report that, oh, my God, some players are upset that Jason's doing this and everything like that. And we had the whole honest – you and I had the conversation of who in their right mind could go and call Jason and say, oh, Jason, you shouldn't be getting what you're worth.
Right.
So, like, I'm sorry. That's – I wasn't trying to cut you off or go on a soapbox or anything. But the whole level of, like, I have – work stuff I have to figure out in my life that's difficult. Should I not go and play cards with my friends on Tuesday because of that? Right?
Right. So.
No, I agree. I think, you know, I dealt with this with the radio station in two instances. When I was in Houston, there was an amazing man named Eric Winston, went on to be one of the heads of the NFLPA representing the players. He used to come in studio, or if we were in remote, because he loved the radio station. We were home of the Texans. He would spend 2 hours and people would be furious. And he's like, dude, it's Tuesday. It's my day off. Mm-hmm. And like, rather than people celebrating that an NFL player is taking his time to talk about the game and everything, people were all over him thinking that he should be, you know, studying film. Same thing with Derek Holland locally, because he'd call in and he'd do Harry Carey impersonations. And he loved being a fan of 105.3 The Fan. And people were like, oh, all you care about is joking around. It's like, my goodness, heaven forbid. Show when you show a personality, it is taken so wrong sometimes in sports. My second point, Sean, to your point about teammates, there were a lot of pictures over the offseason of him hanging out with teammates. Yes. So if Jason Robertson was not a well-liked person in that room, I promise you those teammates and he would not be around them. It wasn't like it was him and his other, you know, people around him that no one knew. No, many of the pictures were him hanging out with Stars teammates, which sports fans, especially Dallas Stars fans, should celebrate.
And it's the whole, like, I go back to this agency thing too. Jason's agent, now just because you have the same agent doesn't mean you hang out over and over again, but so much of the Stars' money is tied up in Andy Scott clients, in Wyatt Johnston, in Thomas Harley, in Mikko Rantanen. Like, those, like, the real quote unquote decision makers on this team are all the real impact players all are repped by the same person. Can you imagine just the, like say you're Wyatt Johnston, right? Like, and he's not this person, but like, say you're Wyatt Johnston, you call Jason, man, what are you doing? I'm like, all of a sudden, if you're Jason, you're like, why, we have the same agent. What's going on? Like, what are you doing here? So Jason Robertson is a different cat, and that's fine. I think he is more representative of what the future NHL player looks like, honestly, the way the very analytical player that takes in information, very a little bit more like that. So that's who he is. And I'm just, once again, this is kind of, I feel like one of those things where it's kind of one of those where if you go and write it, people get a little bit overly like, oh, you're siding with the player or something like that. But the reality is, do you want Jason Robertson to sit at home and not go to the World Cup game? He made the money. He's got the money to go do it. It's not like, one of my favorite stories, Gavin, from a Texas Rangers perspective, was I always remember this because I learned this where do they have the drag race down there? It's about an hour and a half south.
Ennis. Yes. Oh, they have Texas Motor Speedway in Fort Worth, Ennis. Yes. Ennis.
And so I covered, good Lord, this, I'm going to age myself here, probably 8 or 9 years ago. I remember I was doing a bunch of freelance work for the Dallas Morning News at the time. So this would have been even maybe 10 or 12 years ago. Jeez. But I side note, if you're a young reporter trying to get into this business, take all the freelance work you can get. Take all the fun, odd subjects you can get. You learn a ton. I'm about to tell a story about NHRA drag racing. So here we go. So I'm covering this drag racing event in Ennis. Know very little about the sport, but Pudge Rodriguez is there to kind of do the drag racing version of throwing out the first pitch, I guess, sure. The first buzzer or whatever. Like, I don't know exactly what the terminology is, but I remember getting to talk to Rodriguez at the event, and we're talking about just kind of, he's a big racing fan, loved to race. It was in his contract that he could not race vehicles in the off season. He could not race cars in the off season when it was in his contract. Pudge Rodriguez told me throughout his career in the off season, he would drag race boats because his contract said nothing about drag racing boats. So,
yeah, they have hobbies. You're right.
Jason Robertson is not drag racing boats against his contract.
Right.
He's doing nothing dangerous. He's watching soccer. That's where my point comes in on this. Like, you don't need to be upset about anything he did. And yeah, so I digress.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. I was talking to a player and I was talking about like skating, and they're like, yeah, I'll probably get back on skates in the next month or two.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, and it just hit me like, oh, wow. Yeah, I guess you do have to give your feet a rest.
You do,
and you have to reset. And the grind is real, just like the grind at all of our jobs is real. And what do? Most of us do have weekends off. We try to reset as best as possible. Athletes are the same. I know we put them on a pulpit, but it was fascinating. I did think you had, Sean, you were the one that asked the question about switching agents, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought, I think Jason has a lot of respect for you because, you know, he was just sitting, and when you're like, hey, this is Sean Shapiro, he's like, hey, Sean.
Yeah.
And then you ask the question. I wish he had answered it. I could tell throughout the video conference he didn't want to go backwards. He wanted to go forwards, and that was one point. But I am fascinated someday to hear about why the switching of the agents and, you know, what went into that and the reasoning.
Yeah, and I think the thing he basically doesn't want to say is, this is exactly why we switched agents. We knew Andy could get a deal done. And I think that's kind of one of the, I think that is one of the reasons he kind of answered that question where it is. Now, it was interesting. One of the things that was, he told me that he's had kind of that relationship with Mike Lute from Octagon going back a long time. So I hadn't known that actually. And that's the first time I got on that. So that was new information for me. This has been a long time coming. It's not over. And the reality here is he's putting himself, there's nothing that, if you really don't like it, and if the Stars really don't like it, and they're really as angry as some people reported and everything like that, trade the man right now. There's nothing stopping you.
Yeah.
All seriousness, right? Like, if you really are like, oh my God, he ran us through the ringer, he made us mad. And I'm 99% sure that those reports are coming from people around the owner who's kind of a little bit ticked off because he wants his financial ledger in place, and we've seen him. Tom Gilardi has gotten much better at keeping his mouth shut in public over the past couple years. Some obviously very famous examples. So now it leaks out through some interviews with WHL-based media because he speaks a little bit more freely to them. I know. Yep. I can tell you, I can just give you people a little bit, I can give people an idea of how that works on the back end. So if Tom Gilardi, though, is really that pissed off at Jason Robertson right now, you're the boss. Tell Jim Nell to trade him right now.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to approve it. Call up any of those teams and do it. I'll wait for that to happen, and that's not going to. So
the Stars right now, 1.36 million over the cap. They do not have to become cap compliant until opening night. And I'm assuming they'll take all the players into training camp because injuries happen. So inevitably, they might not have to make a roster move because the likelihood of someone getting injured is probably pretty likely.
And I think you also have to, it's as much as I hope that it's not a, the other reality is, and I as much as I really hope it doesn't, I very much hope that is not the case, but the other reality is you have to see how much of a player Tyler Seguin is.
Sure right? do. Yep.
Like I think that's the whole reality of it. Like he's coming off another surgery. He's 30. For the way he's worked and gotten back from things before, I have a higher faith in that person doing it. But the reality is 27 games played last season before he was done for the year. He only played 20 games the season prior to that. The jump was, I mean, there've been some lean years after the head on everything and dealing with all that stuff. I mean, I don't think you can count on Tyler Seguin as a player until you see it on the ice in front of you. And I know that's going to sound harsh, but that's the reality of this business. And it's also one of the realities of why the Stars are in a pretty damn good spot for next year, because you're going to have his $9.85 million comes off the books next season.
Yeah.
And maybe Tyler Seguin comes back in a Jamie Benn style deal at a very cheap rate, and maybe that's fine or something like that. But also I think there's another reality, and I want to go, I realize I'm jumping all over the place, but this is what my brain does, Gavin, is Patrick Kane's making $8 million next season.
That is so funny. I have it up on the screen, and that was my next point.
We talk about the rising cap and we talk about where things are going and everything like that. So Patrick Kane is making $8 million next season.
Crazy.
And the year after that?
Absolutely. 2 years. And like at first when the signing's announced and you don't see the salary amount, you're like, wow, I feel like Buffalo would be a good opportunity to go home. Yeah. And they're a really strong team. And then you see the numbers and you're like, oh boy, wow. That Chicago is the most fascinating like franchise, not necessarily in a good way, but the maneuvering and what they do is fascinating to me. And I mean, congrats to Patrick Kane. I hope he stays healthy, and I hope Bedard can be a deep beast, not too much because we don't want them, you know, competing in the Central. But I look at the Patrick Kane deal and then I just say, okay, I need to mention this on the podcast.
Yeah.
Wyatt Johnston is signed for the next 4 years at basically the same amount that Patrick Kane just signed for.
So yeah, be happy with the work the Stars have done is where I'll go with that. And the reality is the Jason Robertson deal, even if it is next year and big and everything like that, the Stars are better positioned for this stuff than a lot of other teams. So
yeah. I mean, for everyone that says Tyler Seguin's did not age well, I think we can agree based on injury, not based on the play, because when he plays, he was really effective. But I think we can say so far, the Wyatt Johnston has aged really well. The Haskinen has aged really well. The Duchesne contract is aging well. So overall, I think Jim Neal has done a really, really good job.
Jim's only problem has been that final piece. And I think it's the final legacy piece, honestly, of he's got his name on the Stanley Cup from his time in Detroit as an AGM, but his only legacy piece has been, there's been times where they probably could have gone in a little bit harder at some points. And instead Jim put the process over the immediacy. And that's maybe the reason the Stars haven't won the whole thing. But I mean, there's a lot of teams outside of Florida and Vegas, probably outside of three or four teams, there's very few teams that wouldn't, as a fan, you wouldn't gladly trade places with what the Stars have done during Jim Neal's time.
Yeah. Very fair. Okay, guys, I got a direct message from our friend Sports Tunes, and He is coming to the event on August 11th.
Yes.
So for those of you who follow Sports Tunes at Sports Tunes, what a fascinating story. In fact, we did a podcast with him if you want to listen. And he just sits in front of his TV and watches Stars games. And when he sees something, he takes notes and then he'll start drawing. And the drawings of Stars players are so good. So good. And obviously, if you follow Algorithmically Incorrect, you'll see, I guess they're called caricatures, of Sean and Robert. It is so impressive. So he said, hey, I'm coming. I'm going to bring some of my books. And I was like, man, that is so awesome. So I think one of the cool things about this August 11th event is, yes, we will absolutely Sports Tunes. Stephen Meserve is making his way up from Cedar Park, covering the Texas Stars for 100 Degree Hockey, coming up for this event. That is so cool. And then you look at Sean, Leah, Robert, and we have some other special guests that we're working on. Sean and I were texting back and forth yesterday. And then you have like David Castillo on, you know, his forum that he does. And people are like, hey, let's make the Spits and Suds hockey celebration the first time that we can meet up together. So it really is forming into a real cool community event. August 11th, completely free. Some of you have asked, what's the charge? You know what? Buy yourself a beer, enjoy a Frosty, and spend quality time from 6 to 7. We're just going to be milling about and just enjoying and doing some giveaways. So make sure you get there early, and you'll be able to talk to Sean about whatever you want. Sean will tell some great drag racing stories, I'm sure.
I was not expecting us to go into to that bag today to talk about Pudge Rodriguez.
I love it.
But that's
I love it when you go into the bag, man. When you go into the bag, it's awesome. We need you to go into the bag more. No, so it's just really cool. I'm super excited, Sean. I know you're super excited. We're just going to keep working on this. This is not like a finalized piece. I'm just keep asking people to come, and really excited. So Stars tickets will be given away, books, terrific book by Sean and Steven. We Win Here. It's about the Texas Stars and the Dallas Stars. They'll sign the books for you. So that'll be available. Sean contacted Elite Prospects. They're giving him some gear to give away. We'll have Spits and Suds gear to give away. So there's all kinds of giveaways that you could walk away with something really, really cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to chatting with everyone there about it. So please head out. It's going to be a really good time.
It's going to be a really, really good time. All right, Sean, thank you so much, man. Enjoy one of your last free weekends prior to your travel schedule, which I know is about to heat up.
Yep.
And man, you deserve time with the family. And then you have some prospects tournaments to attend, right?
We do. I've got tonight. I am actually this evening. I'm going to go watch the scrimmage between Team Blue and Team White for World Junior Summer Showcase USA. And then we got games all of next week in Windsor between those teams. And on top of that, Hlinka Gretzky, which is always the kind of the kickoff to the U18 scouting year, is in August. And I'll be fresh off that when I get to when you and I see each other in August. So busy. It's funny if you believe the NHL marketing, which I guess now has to get changed to, is it late September yet? I guess is the kind of is the, but well, for the rest of the world, hockey kind of starts when that NHL regular season starts in September, and it's kind of jumping into the scouting world of things, which has been a ton of fun for me. You really end up, August is a big kind of baseline to start getting to know players for the draft and where things go. So a lot of fun.
That is awesome. Hey, follow Sean and everything he does at Sean Shapiro. Remember to support him. It's a real low monthly charge for his Substack. And I'm telling you, it puts out great, great articles. So at Shap Shots. All right, that's going to do it for today's program. Sean, have a great weekend. For Sean and producer Gregory Finley and the on-time experts for making it happen, don't forget, put it on the calendar, August 11th. We want to make this a home run so we can give you more than just one Spits and Suds event. We want to travel throughout DFW and put on some real cool hockey bashes. So until our next podcast, which I'm sure will happen really soon, have a great weekend, everyone.